Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Creative Caravan Roadshow. This is one of the co-hosts, Suzanne Lawrence, and I'm trying to see if my co-host, Wendy Doerr Hughes, is on with me. Wendy, are you here?
Actually, I am now. It was so strange. I got kicked off twice, and then I guess they like me now.
Okay. Well, good. That's wonderful. Well, you and I are here today to talk to people, to give them some tips for writing a winning, sweet, romantic short story quickly. And we got a lot of tips to share today. But the reason we're sharing those tips, first of all, is because we've got a writing contest that ends soon. It's called Sweet Mountain Love, and it's actually the chance for people who want to write a sweet, romantic short story to be published in our next anthology. So anyone listening today, if this is something that, you know, sounds like you'd want to do, if you go to creativecaravanpress.com, you're going to see all the guidelines for the contest and see what it's about. And we've just got wonderful things coming up. So Wendy, you want to quickly go over the prizes with people?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, this is our third anthology that we're doing. And it's so much fun to do, and it's a great opportunity for, especially for new writers, but even seasoned writers, to get their name out there in another venue. And so our contest actually has more than one winner, which gives a lot of people a chance to get published, because we like to have lots of stories in the book if we can. The grand prize winner will receive the following. Your story will be professionally edited. It will also be proofread, and a professional book designer will format the story for inclusion in the Sweet Mountain Love. The book will be published by Creative Caravan Press in trade paperback and in ebook format. And your story will appear with your author bio and links to your website and social media so you can promote your own author career. And that's kind of the idea behind this. We want to help authors to really promote their careers, and this is just one of the ways that Suzanne and I are doing that. Your mm-hmm. author name will appear on the front and the back cover if you're the grand prize winner. Plus, you'll receive 10 free author copies of Sweet Mountain Love. A professional press release will be written and distributed for the book, and a book trailer will be made, which is great. And if you're not familiar with book trailers, a book trailer is kind of like a movie trailer, only it showcases the book. So that'll go up on YouTube, and then you can take it and put it on your website or on Facebook, or use that for promotion yourself. There'll be an article pertaining to the book published to article sites, and an interview on Creative Caravan Roadshow, which is this show that we're doing right now, which is always available as well. And that's available 24/7 all year long, and you can take that link and also put that on your website or share it around in social media. We'll help you write your author bio and book marketing that helps to build your author brand and your profile and your writing career. We also have first prize winners. We have, I think we're doing four other prize winners. And the prize for that is the same, not quite as comprehensive, but you can find all the details on creativecaravanpress.com, the contest tab. So just go over there and have a look.
Yeah. I want to mention, too, that we've made some changes to make this. Oh, gosh, you okay?
Yeah, fine.
You're like me, you're here, and then your allergies or something act up.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah, get that same thing. I want to mention, too, to people, though, that we've made this easier than ever to enter, because I think a lot of people think that, oh, my gosh, when I register for the contest, that means I've got to have my story ready right now. And then they don't register because they don't have the story ready, and then they don't get the story ready. So here's something to make it even easier for you now. You can go and register for the contest, submit your registration and the fee, and we've made that easier than ever, too, because we've lowered the price now to just $10 to enter for this contest. So just imagine if you win, for $10, you're going to get this great package. You know, even if you don't win, you're going to get some practice writing your story, entering contests, that kind of thing. And $10, you know, is not a lot to risk putting down, even though, you know, you may not win. But we'll tell you this, your chances are pretty good of winning if being one of our winners, if you follow our guidelines and stuff. So the other thing is, we're not asking for a full-length book. This is an anthology, like Wendy said. So stories just need to be between 5,000 and 12,000 words. So if you go today, go to creativecaravanpress.com, find out all the submission guidelines, register by just putting your name in there and sending your $10 payment. We do that via PayPal, I believe. And then you've got all the month of December and the rest of November to write your story. And if it's only a 5,000 to 12,000 word story, that's not going to be that difficult to do, because Wendy and I are going to give you some tips today for writing a winning, sweet, romantic short story quickly. Okay? So, Wendy, let's talk about the first tip we're going to give people, and that is getting started. How do they get started writing a sweet romance?
Well, the best way to get started is to decide that you're going to. But you have to have a main character. So if you think about what kind of person would be a good main character, what are his or her flaws and strengths, and you want to get to know this character a little before you start writing. What type of person would this character be drawn to romantically? Because this is a romantic short story, you want to keep that in mind, that it is about the romance between two individuals. And if you think about a character, what you can do is just sit down and make a list and think about, what I sometimes do is take character traits from people I know. It's like, well, I really like this kind of person does this well, and another person really likes these things. So, for example, you could say, well, I'm going to start with a female character because they're generally the protagonist in a romantic story. Not always, but they generally are. So I could go, okay, well, my sister is really good at crafts. I have a girlfriend who loves to travel, and I have another friend who's great at math, but is afraid of dogs. And, you know, just gather those little bits and create your composite character. So that's one place to just start and think up your character. Would you agree, Suzanne?
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, kind of the fun part. You give the character a flaw. Now, we're not talking about some tragic, horrible flaw, but just something, sometimes it can be even kind of funny, like maybe your character, I had one of my characters like to make a list about stuff. That was kind of the flaw, because, you know, she'd make a list of the way things are supposed to be, and then when things didn't fit that list, it just, you know, kind of messed her up. Another one would be maybe a character's clumsy, or a character tries to make everything be just perfect and can't always get things perfect. So just think of flaws that would be kind of fun to work around with your character. And then you'll be surprised that once you've got that character and you start getting to know the character and who would a person like that be drawn to romantically, then your story will start to, you know, come into place. So I think after you've kind of got your main character and you know that character a little bit, the next thing is decide on a setting. And in
Can I make one more point?
Sure.
Usually a character, a story has to start with the character having a problem. They want something. She wants something, but she has an obstacle in her way. So she starts out with some kind of problem and something she wants. So that's a good place to kind of look at what your character wants and what's standing in her way. So go ahead, Suzanne.
Yeah, okay. So in our case, for this story, if you're writing a winning entry for our Sweet Mountain Love Contest, your story setting needs to be somewhere in the mountains. So you want to think about some possible settings for the mountains. Could the story take place at a lodge in the mountains? Maybe a little town where the characters live or are visiting? Maybe a campground? Maybe your character's, you know, in a campground camping with friends or something, and then she meets this person and just all kinds of things happen. So you kind of create that setting. And then, like Wendy says, you need to have a problem. And in the romance, the story problem you're going to kind of have some kind of problem that's keeping the characters apart. For example, usually that maybe relates to the flaw of the main character in some way. Maybe they're not ready for love, or they just can't see themselves with a certain kind of person, or they've got things all mapped out for their life, and now somebody's coming along and, you know, doesn't fit that map. So that kind of creates a problem and gets things going. So anything else on that, setting or problem, Wendy?
Yeah, I think setting is really important, too, because it gives you a framework to build a story. For example, in this case, in the mountains, I mean, there's lots that can happen in the mountains. And with the settings that you mentioned, a lodge or a little town or a campground or whatever, there's so many things that can happen in the setting, and you can use that as a place to have action in the story. So, for example, perhaps your main character is staying at a lodge and with her family, or maybe she took her aging dad up to the lodge where he's always wanted to go, but she's getting kind of bored and she wants to go on a hike. So if she goes on a hike, she needs to probably go, she could go on her own, which might be ill-advised. She might end up with a big problem, or she needs to have somebody accompany her, like the guide who works at the lodge. Or, you know, you can throw these characters together using the setting. And with regard to a problem, you can also use the character's internal issues as a problem. So her problem can be she's been hurt too many times and she doesn't want to get involved with anybody. Or she has a child and she's certain that no man her age would want to take her on with a child now. Or, you know, one of those emotional problems that she has that she's not, you know, she just doesn't want to go there and doesn't want to fall in love. But as we'll find out, it happens anyway. So,
yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I like that. Yeah, and I like the idea about thinking about the mountains, you know, like all kinds of things are coming to my mind when you're saying that, like maybe she decides to go on a hike, maybe she gets lost, and then she ends up somewhere she didn't plan, and there's this guy, and he's wanting to tell her how to get back to where she is, but she doesn't want to listen because she doesn't want to admit she's lost. Or, you know, maybe they're skiing, and maybe there's, you know, a small avalanche or something, and they get stranded, and there's this other guy up there. They're just all these kind of things you can create when you come up with your setting. The setting will really help you create what the problem could be, particularly if you also have taken time to figure out who your main character is and what their flaws are and their kind of strong points, and also the kind of things they're looking for and who they would be most drawn to. So it kind of all plays together. So I think that'd be kind of fun. I think one thing, too, with Sweet Romance, there is kind of a formula. So it's best if you don't try to get your story too complicated. You know, keep it sort of simple, particularly for a short story like this. You know, we're talking, what, 5,000 to 12,000 words? Keep it simple. You don't need a million characters. Just your two main characters and maybe a few others would be enough. And the problem doesn't have to be all that complicated either. So what else have you got for that, Wendy, about keeping it simple?
Yeah, with regard to short stories, that's one of the ways to keep a story short is to keep it from being too complicated, keep the plot from being too complicated. So rather than having one problem after another that builds tension throughout a longer story, if you have just one main problem that is the story arc, then that allows you to keep the story simple. For example, in one of our stories in our previous anthology, Sweet Summer Love, the story I wrote was this girl she got fired from her job. She had to move home because her mom had had an accident. And there are only about four or five characters who show up in the story. And she gets thrown in with, or, you know, meets up with her previous fiancé. And, you know, that they have to deal with the problem that arose between them before. But there aren't that many characters, and there's not that much that can happen in this setting, and I did it that way on purpose. I mean, I could have taken the story, the concept, and made it into a full-length novel by adding more conflict, more characters, more action, more situations, that kind of thing. But for a short story, you don't have to go there. You can just choose one issue and one problem. Like for her, it's like what kind of job is she going to do? That was one of her problems. So that's a good way to work on a short story. Just go, okay, this person has a problem. What is that one problem that she needs to overcome?
Yeah, great. I think, too, though, the next thing you need to do when you're writing a sweet romance, really it's just what you need to do anytime you're writing a good story, and that is you've got to keep things interesting. So you've got to create what's called rising action, and that sort of means, you know, the characters create or start facing a few more obstacles to solving that problem. And you do this by keeping the action moving forward in every scene with dialogue and things happening. And also in a sweet romance, readers really want to connect with those characters in terms of the way they feel, their emotions, things like that. So you can describe the character's feelings or have the character do things or say things that let the reader know how that character is feeling. So that's one way you kind of keep things interesting. We're connecting emotionally with those characters, and we're seeing and feeling, you know, what they're going through when maybe they're at odds with each other, but yet they know they're drawn to each other. And so if you make it where we really feel that in the story, then that's going to keep it interesting, and that's going to, you know, be more than likely for you to have a winning entry.
Mm-hmm. And I want to just make a point, too, about description for emotion. And this is one of the kind of hallmarks of good writing. It's show, don't tell. In other words, describe the visceral feelings and reactions that your character is experiencing rather than telling the reader what the character is experiencing. So a good example of that would be, instead of saying she felt nervous, to describe exactly how she feels, well, how does nervous feel in your body? Do your palms sweat? Does your heart rate go up? Do you get prickling on the back of your neck? Those kind of things. So that's what you want to describe so that the reader knows how the character is actually feeling, rather than you saying, well, she felt nervous, because that leads to kind of boring writing. But otherwise, doing it the other way draws the reader into the whole sensations that the character is feeling. So that's one way to just make the action more exciting and to raise that tension in the scenes. So another one we've talked about here, we're going to talk about, is to know where your story is going. So a good way to do that is to sketch out your plot with various plot points before you start writing. Now, in writing, there's often, it's sort of in the writing crowd, we say there are plotters and there are pantsers. And pantsers are people who kind of write by the seat of their pants. So some people like to plot everything that's going to happen. You like to go, okay, this is going to happen, and make notes of these things. This is going to happen, then that. And then you have a visual of the whole story before you start. Pantsers tend to go, well, I think this is where I'm going to start, and some of these things are going to happen, and this is where I need to end, but I kind of make it up as I go along. So you can start out your story and plan it out scene by scene. You need to make sure you have a climax, which is the high point of the story, sort of a showdown between the two characters where everything changes after this, and then you have to have a resolution where your characters finally get together, which is what we want to do always in a romance novel or story, is happily ever after, or at least happily for now ending. So do you want to add something to that, Suzanne?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of times people get overwhelmed thinking that, oh my goodness, you know, I'll start writing, I kind of know where the story's going, and then they get stuck if they haven't kind of planned it out ahead of time. And you don't have to know exactly what's going to happen, but if you kind of know from the beginning, and you do, no matter what your story's about in a sweet romance, you know your characters are going to end up together. So that's kind of good. So what you've just got to do when you're planning out is just sort of think about, okay, what's going to kind of keep them apart, and then what's going to get them back together in the end? And if you just keep it that simple in terms of your plot, it's going to be much easier to write your story and get it finished by the deadline for the contest. So, you know, just keep those things in mind. I think we've got some other tips for not getting overwhelmed. Because that's the thing that stops writers so much. They think they're just so overwhelmed. They just don't know how to get something finished, even when it's a really, you know, short story. So my advice on that is, after you've kind of planned out the story, even if you don't know exactly how they're going to get together, but like I said, in a sweet romance, you do know that they are going to end up together. So you don't have to worry about that part. You just got to figure out how that's going to happen. So sit down and just start writing one scene at a time. If I know, you know, that today I'm going to work on my story and all I've got to do is just write one scene, then I'm not going to feel too overwhelmed, because usually a scene's not that long. And more times than not, when I sit down and get going writing that one scene, if I kind of know where the story's going at that point, before I know it, I've written another scene. And it's just kind of helped me move along. So, you know, you don't have to get overwhelmed. You don't have to write everything at once. Just sit down and write one scene or so, see how you go from there. And then another thing I do when I get kind of stuck is I go back and I read some of my favorite short romantic stories, or I read some new ones that I haven't read before, and try to get a feel for how these other authors created sweet, simple, but satisfying stories. You know, what were their plot points? What were the characters' flaws? What was the problem with these two people getting together? What ultimately got them back together, and what was the resolution like? That really helps a lot when you read the genre you're trying to write. It will help you get back into the, you know, kind of the groove of writing that type of thing. And Wendy, you and I both have stories up at Wattpad.com that people can read. They're short stories that were in some of our previous anthologies. Mine is A Boyfriend for Christmas. You can just go to Wattpad.com and type in my name, and I think that story will come up. What are your stories at Wattpad, Wendy?
Oh, gosh, I forget which ones I put up there. But if you can just search in Wattpad, which is Wattpad.com, Wattpad.com, and just search my name, which is Wendy Dewar, Dewar Hughes, Hughes, and just find me there. And you can just read those stories for free. And the other place to find short stories is on Amazon. You can find, and even, you know, on other ebook sellers, you can find our previous anthologies. So this will give you a really good idea of the kind of stories that we're looking for. One is Sweet Christmas Love, which we published last year before Christmas. And then Sweet Summer Love has some as well. So you can get some good ideas there from just, I would suggest, like Suzanne said, to read a story and then ask those questions. Try to notice as you're reading. Sometimes this is hard to do because you do get caught up in the story, but read the story and then read it again and look for the different plot points. Look for the rising action. Look for the obstacles that are coming in the way of the two characters getting together. Look for how the story throws them together and how they react to one another. Just those little things in several stories will allow you to look at how you can incorporate those things into your own story.
Yeah. So, Wendy, now that they're starting to write, they've got all these things in place, what do they need to do to get it finished?
Well, the first thing you need to do is, of course, start it, but also just to get it finished, just keep writing until you get a first draft. A first draft is never perfect. Even for multi-published New York Times best-selling authors, they're never perfect, and that's not the goal. The goal is to get it down, get the story down, because you can always tweak it and clean it up and you know, work on it afterwards. That's what rewrites are for. Set a writing schedule for December is another good way to do it. Our deadline for entry is December 1st, so you can get your entry in, but you don't have to have the story finished till the end of December. Now, I realize that December can be a crazy busy month, but if you set a goal of writing one double-spaced page a day, it won't take you very long to write 5,000 words. It really won't. And usually what happens is once you get started and once you get into the story, you can write a lot more. I found for myself when I know where I'm going with my story, I can write about 1,000 words in an hour. Now, you might not be that fast a writer, but you might be faster. I know of other writers who write a whole lot more in an hour than that. But if you think about that, writing 1,000 words in an hour means in 5 hours you've got a 5,000-word story. So it's very, very doable. And then after you have your first draft, read it to see if it has plenty of rising action and emotional appeal. The readers want to feel how the characters are feeling. And you want an ending that's satisfying, that makes sense, but is still a little bit surprising. So sometimes that means the characters change their mind or they change something about what their goal was and go, I would rather have this, you know, this being the love story. And then it's a good idea to let your story rest for a few days. You know, write it, rewrite it, do what you need to do, and then put it aside and do something else, you know, bake cookies, go shopping, whatever. And then come back and read it again and look over it again and revise it again and then go over it and polish it for your punctuation and grammatical things. And if you're not sure about punctuation and grammar, just Google, you know, how do I use quotation marks? Those kind of little things are some very good sites that will help you just polish it. So that's a good way to get it happening.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to remind people, if you go to creativecaravanpress.com, you can find out all about the contest. And I would suggest, you know, if this is something that appeals to you, register, send your registration in today, and then make it a schedule, like Wendy said, for the rest of this month in December, where you know you're going to write certain days and get so much done, you know, and then get your story finished. So it won't be that hard to do. Another thing we've got to help you is if you go to creativecaravanpress.com, and on that page right there, that home page, you'll see about the contest, and about midway down it says, not sure how to write a sweet romance? In this free e-course, you will learn how to write a sweeping tale of epic romance. So get your free writing course here. We do have a free little e-course that you can do that's going to take you step by step to write your story. So we've really tried to make this easy for people and help them do this and, you know, make it easy so that it's fun. That's what Wendy and I like about writing and doing these books. We have a lot of fun, and we hope you will too. So get your entry, you know, enter the contest today or as soon as possible. Then get your schedule going for the month of December and get your story written so you can have it entered. And then just look, you can see the cover of the book, Sweet Mountain Love, New Mountain Romances from Today's Most Exciting Authors. You see the cover. Imagine your name on that book cover. And
that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Look at the cover and see your name on it. I wanted to add just one little thing, and that is if listeners would go over to a website called romanceonlyreads.com and sign up to get to be a reader, we've got a great little download there that I actually created for this website, which kind of walks you through the structure of a romance, and it's called How to Have a Romance Novel Romance. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and it's really cute, but you can get it there at romanceonlyreads.com, and also get on the list to get more books. But I think we're getting close to the end here, Suzanne.
Yeah, we're about out of time. So if everyone just go to creativecaravanpress.com, read the guidelines, get your entry in today, just, you know, your entry and submission fee, and then plan out your schedule for December, and then you'll have your story ready to turn in. And, man, 2016 could be your to be published. So thanks for being with us today. Thanks for being with me, Wendy, and I guess we're out of here.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.